This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Sapna Khatri. Missouri House members have endorsed a 1 cent sales tax that would be dedicated to paying for state and local transportation projects. The tax would require approval by Missouri voters. If implemented, voters would have to approve it again in 10 years. 10% of the funding would be dedicated to local transportation needs. House members approved the sales tax 157 today, and it now returns to the Senate, which earlier this year approved a similar sales tax proposal. Lawmakers would need to pass the same version of the proposal by 6 p.m. Friday. Officials estimate the sales tax could generate nearly $8 billion over a decade. Proponents argue Missouri needs to increase funding for transportation, while opponents have expressed concerns about raising taxes. For the month of April, Missouri employers added more than 12,000 new jobs, while the state's unemployment rate dropped to 6.6%. That's according to data released today by the Missouri Department of Economic Development. Governor Jay Nixon attributed part of the job increase to a gain of science and tech industry jobs. A report released today by Tech America ranks Missouri the third best state when it came to adding tech jobs in 2012. The gains were partly offset by losses of about 700 jobs in construction and 700 in financial activities. Missouri's current rate has now fallen 3 full points since its peak of 9.6% in August 2009. April is the 44th consecutive month that Missouri's unemployment rate fell below the national rate, which sits at 7.5%. The Missouri House and Senate have passed a proposed constitutional amendment that would guarantee farmers and ranchers the right to farm and ranch using, quote, modern methods. Supporters express concerns that left-leaning interests outside of Missouri are trying to overregulate what happens on a farm or ranch to the point where it would become economically impossible to carry on. Opponents say the rights of farmers are not being infringed on, and Senate Democrat Paul Lavota of Independence says he fears the measure will lead to, quote, puppy mill part two.
I think you'll get groups from around the country come in and say that they're using the idea of farming to do anything they want to do with puppy mills. There's already a sense from a few years ago that this General Assembly didn't follow what the people wanted with that legislation, but I know it was changed to make it more practical.
In order to avoid a Senate filibuster, House and Senate negotiators removed language that could have stripped local governments of the authority to regulate farms and ranches. The proposal will now go before Missouri voters in November of 2014, unless the governor chooses to hold a vote on an earlier date. The Missouri State Highway Patrol would need to ask lawmakers for permission to purchase vehicles that cost more than $100,000 under a bill sent to Governor Jay Nixon. The legislation responds to the patrol's purchase of a new $5.6 million airplane in December. The House passed the measure 112-42 today. It passed the Senate earlier this year. The spending restriction applies only to a fund the patrol uses to purchase cars, planes, boats, and other aircraft. The bill would also allow the patrol to use that fund on vehicle maintenance. Supporters say the measure promotes transparency and fiscal responsibility. But Democratic Representative Mike Colonna of St. Louis says majority Republicans were throwing a, quote, temper tantrum because the patrol purchased the new airplane. For KBIA News, I'm Sapna Khatri.